Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The left fielder, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Ruben Sierra. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ron Darling. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Pat Listach. Batting second. The right fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting sixth. The first baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Nilsson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson hits a line drive beyond second. Fletcher can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ruben Sierra batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sierra hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Listach takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford strikes out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. McGuire moves to third. Steinbach moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Surhoff takes first base on ball four. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into left field. Brown picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brown. Surhoff goes all the way around to score. Seitzer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Brewers. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nilsson for the out. Seitzer moves to third. Two outs. Scott Fletcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Fletcher hits a line drive towards short. Weiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball four. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Wegman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sierra for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McGuire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McGuire hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's Athletics, 1, Brewers, 1. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Listach is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Listach hits a line drive beyond short. Weiss can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamilton hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Listach. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Bordick applying the tag. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Brewers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Steinbach hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Steinbach moves to third. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Lance Blankenship now playing left field. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bordick can't make a play. That's a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Brewers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Surhoff scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. One out. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a pop-up towards short. Listach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. Sierra hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Nilsson reaches second base with a double. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nilsson moves to third. One out. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Listach strikes out. Steinbach drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Listach out. Two outs. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Hamilton. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Hamilton steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Brewers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McGuire is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach can't make a play. That's a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive beyond second. Fletcher can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Baines moves to second. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Terry Steinbach. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk strikes out. There goes Baines. The throw from Nilsson and Baines is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now catching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nilsson takes first base on ball 4. Alex Diaz pinch runs for Dave Nilsson. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher bunts towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Bordick covering, for the out. Diaz moves to second. 1 out. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Darling spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Darling. Diaz moves to third. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Listach strikes out. 2 outs. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hamilton hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff now catching. John Jaha now playing first base. Mike Fetters now pitching. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship hits a line drive into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-3 in the game. Sierra hits a line drive into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGwire is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McGwire hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Corsi now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corsi fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGwire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doug Henry now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines strikes out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk hits a pop-up towards short. Listach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 2, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.